ties for the railroad as they came in, and of course to keep the tracks up. It was about the only livelihood, you know, they had until oil was struck, came on January 10th, 1921. But it depended entirely on what they could produce, of course. It was a subsistence type. Farming was number one idea or plan to produce everything that was possible to produce to live and subsist on, and then to produce as much cotton as possible for a cash crop to buy those necessities that they had to have, plus the clothing and furniture and all the other necessities they bought or purchased for their homes. So I grew up on a farm where really had everything, you know, all the livestock that was known, and produced all of the meat and foods that were possible, and grew all of them that was possible. And
you had your own?
Produced everything from all the syrup, grew all of the pork, and beef and milk and butter and chicken and everything. Of course, my father never had sheep. My grandfather did, because grandfather didn't think that there was any socks that were worth wearing except wool socks that grandmother, you know, knitted for him, made for him, and other things like that.
Yes.
But we had everything except sheep, and of course they ate the mutton, you know, from them, just like they'd kill a cow about once a week and divide it up among them, you know, and always had large droves of hogs in the bottoms and in the fields. They usually kept them away from home and in the woods, the forest, you know, go feed them once a week and time, and then catch them in the fall in the pens and fatten them out after they'd eaten the acorns and those things. And then they'd feed them either peanuts, starting them off, and then finish them up with corn, you know. And to, I've gone with them lots of times, and we'd go kill, you know, day at a time, maybe a dozen or more hogs there, and bring them home where they'd been fed out in those pens back there, a mile or two from home, on the creek, in the creek bottoms there, where there were a lot of beech, oak, white oak, overcup, and those that furnished a lot of acorns that the hogs thrived well on.
Yes. When you were first coming up, you said you had a chimney in the first house you did then?
Oh, yes, that's every house that we lived in had a chimney in it. I suppose this is the only house I ever lived in my life that didn't have one in it, as far as I can recall.
Now, when you burn wood, you started the fire with usually with.
Well, of course, there was abundance of what we call pine. It was these